Hello, my name is Mercury and welcome to this brand episode of Media Fade. Today I am alone and today I'll be discussing the trailer for the sequel series to Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous, Jurassic World Chaos Theory. So, yeah, this is kind of, I would say, unexpected from this. I honestly did not expect this series. Sequel series to Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous just didn't seem like something that would happen. So yeah, pretty surprised that this was a thing that came out. But yeah, this was a while ago, to be completely honest. I don't know why that happened. This was 4 weeks ago. In November, yeah, like a month ago, pretty much, that they showed this trailer to all of us. And yeah, it's taking this long for me to make an episode on it, but yeah, we're here. Speaking of taking a long time to make an episode, yeah, I know we haven't put out anything for almost 2 weeks, and I'm sorry about that, but I wasn't feeling the best the past week. And I just lost all motivation, kind of. It was a complete shutdown, pretty much. Between last week and this week, like when I got better, and right now when I'm making this episode, it was a complete shutdown. But yeah, I am now better, and now it's December, which means that we'll probably be putting out a lot more content towards the tail in December. So yeah, I mean, expect that to be a cool thing to happen. But yeah, so let's begin talking about Jurassic World Chaos Theory. So the first point I want to talk about here, again, I have my notes, but that should be pretty commonplace from now on, is the animation. Now, the animation for the trailer itself doesn't look bad. It's not bad. It looks a bit up to par of Camp Cretaceous animation. I just feel like the D-Rex that's shown in the trailer, it looks like a bit wonky when it's stopping. But that's pretty much about it, and, you know, the humans look about as... About what they look like in Camp Cretaceous. And it's kind of weird for me to talk about this, because Camp Cretaceous ended almost over a year ago. I thought it ended quite earlier ago, but it ended a year ago. So yeah, I mean, nothing has changed. It's still in its normal animation art style, but it has a more, they're using a mature character. They're using the adult characters in here, and they're not. They're not kids anymore, and here T-Rex is in the world, and that's all they show in the trailer. It's gonna be very short, because, yeah, I mean, what else is there to talk about? It's a pretty short trailer. We don't even have a release date for it. Now, other than 2024, like, of course, but aside from that, we don't have a release date for it. So, yeah. I'm only really covering this because it's a thing we will cover. It's something that we will cover eventually, and yeah, it's kind of like Godzilla. I think that one Godzilla Minus One trailer that we got a while ago that we didn't know the release date, but yeah, I don't even know what I'm railing on about. I'm just trying to justify the fact I'm covering a 50-second trailer, kind of like what they with Godzilla Minus. This is kind of like that. It's a 50-second trailer. And yeah, it shows a lot more. Something to speculate. Yeah. So, speaking of speculation, let's get into speculation. We don't know what it's about, and I'm fine with that, but we haven't gotten an actual trailer after this. It's weird. We don't know when it's coming out. We know it's coming out in 2024, but we don't know when it's coming out. And I think it's gonna be summer. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be summer. That's usually when they release stuff like this. And it's usually when, it was when Jurassic World Cretaceous was airing for most of its runtime. Because the first season came out in September, which was it's still summer. It was like the beginning of September. Then season 3 came out in May, and then season 5 came out in July of 2022. Honestly, it was a bit of a long wait between season 4 and season 5 And yeah, it was kind of a weird wait because when season 2 was coming out, I thought we weren't going to get a continuation until way later. I was surprised when season 2 was announced. So then, like, oh, okay, we're getting them quite frequently. So season 2, season 1, and then season 3 came out in May. I'm like, okay, then we have to wait 6 months until the next season came out. And like, the time we waited 4 months for each, I'm pretty sure. We waited 4 months between season 1, season 2, and then season 2, season 3. And then we had to wait 6 months for season 4, and then 7 months for season 5. So it was a bit of a wait. But these seems to get longer as it went on, so kind of understandable, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, Jurassic World Cancer just ended quite quickly. And yeah. So, just sort of going more into this, we don't know what it's gonna be about, pretty much. What I'm trying to say, we know it's continuing off of Cretaceous. We know that Darius is gonna be in it. That's all we really know. Whatever the crew was called, the camp crew or the campers, whatever they were called, they're gonna be in this most likely. And they're gonna be involved in the plot. It's gonna be after either Fallen Kingdom or Dominion. We still don't know the timeline of this. But yeah, it's a bit wonky with all of that. So yeah, just we don't know what it's about. We don't know if like Biosyn's involved, before Dominion, that is. If it's after Dominion, then what the fuck are we doing? Yeah. So yeah, another point is like, how does it continue from Cretaceous? Because I feel like everyone's plot line at the end of Cretaceous was already resolved. I feel like you can go somewhere with Darius, but I don't know if you can go anywhere with the rest of the cast keep coming back to have another adventure into this. And if anything from Cretaceous would ever show up here, we know that I think apparently Colin Trevorrow had plans for Cretaceous to tie into Dominion, and that sort of happened because Lewis Doxson, he showed up in the fifth season. Although I know it's been a year, but I remember a lot of good. I remember quite a bit from things from a year ago, and I And I remember, I don't remember Doxa never showing up. So, there's that. Which, you know, kind of says to what the series is. But yeah, I mean, nothing. I don't know, just pretty weird if it could, if anything will be continuing on from Cavendish, because again, a lot of things from Cavendish were reserved in that series and resolved in that series. Like, were reserved for that series and were made for that series, and everything was tied up in a nice little bow, and just completely, just whatever, like it was done. Like, we weren't gonna get a sequel series, which I was fine with. I was honestly on board with just having another cast. Maybe Darius showing up as like a, a side character or like a mentor character for like a new series. I knew that we were going to get another animated series, but I didn't know if. I don't remember what I was saying. I don't know if anything would tie into it, and they would have to revive like a new plot. They would have to make new plot lines, which is probably what they're gonna do. But yeah, like the whole mentor thing, a new cast of character. Oh yeah, now I remember. I found the place. That I was talking about how, new cast of characters. I would have welcomed a new cast of characters. Was that what else I was talking about? I don't remember. But yeah, just I would have liked something else, maybe. Oh yeah, I knew a new series coming out, and yeah, I would have enjoyed having a new character cast. I feel like I already said that, but. Just something to move on from Cavendish, because I feel like everything's done. You don't need to do a sequel series, I think. But they're doing it. They're doing it. That's all I see here now in the spinoff. That they actually said at some point that it's set after the events of Fallen Kingdom. So there goes one of my points. One of the points in this whole thing was when does it take place, and now I know when. But yeah, another thing. There goes my pen. Another thing. How does this, like I was talking about, how does the cast from Camp Cretaceous fit into this new series? Because again, like I completely see Darius going into this new adventure, but I don't see Jasmine, I don't see Brooklyn, I don't see any of these characters actually getting back into the world and the plot of the whole dinosaurs. I don't see that. Maybe they're gonna deal with having trauma from that, but that's sort of what Jasmine had in season 5. But yeah. But. Yeah, that was something that Jasmine had in season 5, season 4. But I don't know. I don't know if they'll like redo that. I hope they don't, because I guess it was resolved. I still have to rewatch all of that, but yeah, I'm guessing it was resolved. How does this all fit into Camp Cretaceous and all that? Maybe some of the characters, other characters, appear here. And hey, something they didn't put here: the dinosaurs. Like, what's the thing there? Are we gonna see more? Are we gonna see new ones? Are they gonna complicate the plot further with more things that escaped Isla Nublar that weren't listed in it? I don't know. Ah, here we go. Okay, an article from Deadline Hollywood. Like, just Deadline. Okay. But yeah, so yeah. Deadline's like... the Deadline's the shill, fucking thing, because they got everything. So I guess it's right, I don't know. Netflix Geekly, yippee, and there is, yeah, okay. But yeah, I'm interested. I didn't enjoy season, I don't feel like I enjoyed the last few seasons, last two seasons of Camp Cretaceous as much as I did. The first three, I feel like I think the first three are some of my favorite, are pretty good, and I feel like they would have had a better ending if it just ended season 3. I feel like if anything, I feel like season 3 should have been should have been written into an ending, and that would have been fine. I'm gonna be honest. But it wasn't. And speaking of Camp Cretaceous, I know that it's been quite a while since we've talked about Camp Cretaceous Season 2. I actually don't remember when that was the last time we talked about Camp Cretaceous. I'm pretty sure it was before our episode on... That is not how you spell Cretaceous. I have it pulled up here. That is how you spell Cretaceous. I'm trying to see when was the last time we talked about Camp Cretaceous. It's not allowed, is it? God damn it, fine, I'll just look on the Spotify page. Great, the internet isn't working. But yeah, it's been quite a while since we talked about Camp Cretaceous. And we will cover season 3, soon. I guess it'll be soon. Ah, here we go, we last talked about season 5 in May. Before we made the episode. Actually, we made the episode on Dominion, huh? Immediately afterwards. We will cover season 5. Probably not this month. Season 3, goddammit. Season 3. Probably not this month. I have a lot more to watch. Before we get to season 3. But we will get to it. And hopefully before this comes out. So yeah. Just an update on that. It won't be coming anytime soon. And that's because I will rewatch it. I will rewatch the whole series before I make more episodes, because I feel like last time it definitely suffered from the fact that I haven't watched season two. By that point, I haven't watched season two in like 2 years. So it was quite a while ago that I watched season two. And that's why it was actually 30 minutes long, which isn't that bad, to be honest. But yeah, I'm gonna rewatch season three. That's what's gonna happen. That's what's gonna take up it. And I'm also gonna watch other things. But yeah, follow me, follow the podcast, first of all, on YouTube at DA Entertainment, on Twitter, media_buffet, and And at the entertainment without the E at the end. D8 entertainment without the E at the end. And go follow, go subscribe to the Media Buffet bonus channel at Media Buffet YT. And for me, at Mercury SC on YouTube, at Mercury S Cheese on Twitter, and Mercury C Cheese on Twitch. So yeah, what did you guys think about the teaser trailer for Jurassic World Chaos Theory? I don't think I even said the name of the goddamn show this entire episode. Yeah, what do you guys think about Chaos Theory? Let me know in the comments below. Yeah. So yeah, that's about it. See ya.